The race for Massachusetts governor is a dead heat, with just 12 days to go to Election Day. The latest WBUR tracking poll this week shows Republican Charlie Baker ahead of Democrat Martha Coakley, but by one single point, well within the survey's margin of error. Joining us this morning here in our studio to talk about the race is our political team, our analyst, Republican Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Bob.
And good morning, Dan Payne.
Morning to you, Bob.
Dan, the governor's race is a virtual tie at this point. Consider, if you would, what could untie it.
Well, there are two debates remaining, one on Monday and one on Tuesday, and those are the last opportunities voters will get for an unfiltered access to the candidates, where there's no TV commercials, there are no handlers, they simply have to perform against their opponent.
Did the debate this week make a difference?
I doubt it. Neither candidate committed a gaffe or performed poorly. Neither landed a telling blow or was particularly better than expected. Baker did, to me anyway, seem more understandable and leader-like. Coakley seemed to speak less but spent most of her time on process and her work as attorney general.
I thought in Tuesday's debate Martha Coakley was at her best. She seemed confident and savvy. Baker seemed uncomfortable, I thought, at times, and sometimes it reminded me of the 2010 Baker when his indignation could sound a little whiny.
So what does he need to do, or what do they need to do in order to win the coming debates?
Well, Coakley has to be more believably populist. She can still seem like the establishment insider. She needs to seem more gubernatorial, someone who can stand up to the legislature when necessary, someone who can be a reformer, an administrator. She hasn't demonstrated that kind of leadership. Baker must be a more winning personality. He needs to convey honesty and compassion. You know, like Romney and other CEO types, he's good in a corporate boardroom explaining what needs to be done, but he's not as good in connecting with a non-business audience.
Well, Coakley has to say in human terms what she'll do to improve the state's economy. It wouldn't hurt her to offer an anecdote or two or show some empathy rather than make assertions about her own record for AG. She should run for governor, not for re-election as AG. Baker has to use an argument that always seems to work for Republicans. It's the mall cop argument to say that we need a GOP governor to keep an eye out for stealing and to maintain order in a Democratic legislature. If he uses the balance argument to counter the Democrats' hegemony argument, or hegemony in the legislature, I should say, that's a winning argument.
Dan, you wrote a commentary recently about the pay-to-play controversy that has Baker on the defensive right now. Could that be a game changer?
Well, I was surprised at how inept Baker was in answering a question that he knew had to be coming. I mean, it had been a news story that day of the debate. Briefly, he made a $10,000 contribution to the New Jersey Governor's State Committee run by Chris Christie. And he said it was because Christie had come to Massachusetts to campaign for him. But then a company that Baker was working for lands a contract to manage pension funds in New Jersey. And that, you know, that's against the pay-to-play rules in New Jersey. He was asked at the debate if he would tell Governor Christie to release the report about this whole matter ahead of time. Right now, it's scheduled to come out 2 days after the election, and he refused to do so. I think that could hurt him next week in debates.
I think it's predictable that the Democrats will use this as a character issue, as a way to raise doubts about Baker's integrity. If they do it effectively with TV spots, could undermine his key strengths, his record as a businessman, his trustworthiness, his competence. And they're going to try to reinforce his being a Republican by associating with Chris Christie and the Republican Governors Association.
Todd, you used the word effectively. Are there issues in the final week or so that could hurt Coakley that would effectively put her on the defensive?
Yes, I think the Baker campaign and its allies will hit Coakley on taxes. I expect they'll have TV spots that warn voters that she'll raise taxes, that she wants a graduated income tax, which voters rejected overwhelmingly before, and that these tax hikes will hurt the middle class. She has said she'd only raise taxes as a last resort, but I think voters realize that with her support of much higher spending on various programs, she would definitely check into that last resort.
Well, Baker's TV spots are focusing on welfare. which is a well-worn path for Republicans to use against Democrats. It's seen as proof that the Democrats will give away the store, and it leads to the balance argument again, which works well for Republicans running for governor, that, you know, help me keep an eye on them, the Democrats.
Both campaigns say that they have the momentum right now. Who actually has it, Todd?
Well, the reality is the race has been a virtual tie for a month, so claims of momentum are basically wishful thinking. Now, wishful thinking can motivate campaign workers to work harder. In that sense, delusion can lead to illusion, and illusion can affect reality.
Well, Coakley can count on a well-oiled Democratic field operation, once known as a machine, that delivered for Deval Patrick and Elizabeth Warren. Baker seems to be in better shape, however, with independents. He's more favorably regarded by them, and he has a better vote among independents. When Coakley brings in the Clintons and Biden and Michelle Obama, and she looks like a partisan Democrat. So, in fact, she's helping make the argument that we need a Republican to balance against them.
Gentlemen, a week from tonight, you'll both be here at WBUR for an open-to-the-public WBUR on tap event, where just a couple of days before Election Day, you'll both be discussing this race and politics in Massachusetts. So on the other end of the radio, come on in. Sign up at WBUR.org/events. Dan and Todd, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good to be with you, Bob.
You're welcome, Bob.